Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Today is International Ask a Question Day, a day to remember that no question is stupid and no question is unimportant, reminding us all, as Albert Einstein said, to question everything. Do you have a question for Berlin Briefing? You can write us on Facebook or berlinbriefing@gmail.com. The Berlin Senate wants to take stronger action against the proliferation of rented bicycles. This is to prevent more and more of these bikes from being parked somewhere that blocks, for example, pedestrian or bicycle paths. Transport Senator Regina Günther explained on Tuesday that there will be a guide for the districts designed, and, as a first step, existing rules for bicycle rental companies throughout the city are to be uniformly implemented. Secretary of State Holger Kirchner of the Green Party also announced a tightening of these rules as a second step. He told the broadcaster RBB that a new set of bylaws is being planned for all rental bike providers. The wave of influenza is making itself felt in Berlin's classrooms, as, at the moment, classes are being canceled due to illness at many Berlin schools. In Berlin's public elementary schools, the number of class cancellations has risen significantly in the past school year. On average, 5,300 lessons per week were canceled without replacement. That is 2.1% of the weekly hours to be given. These figures are the result of a reply by the Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Family to a request from the SPD deputy Joschka Langenbrink. The Union for Education and Science, or the GEW, is calling this a very regrettable development. Their demand? The staffing of each school must be increased to 110%. GEW spokesman Marcus Hänisch remarked that it is unacceptable that every illness and every training course for teachers can lead to the cancellation of classes, or that lessons are given at the expense of remedial and divisional teaching. Education Senator Sandra Schieris of the SPD told Berliner Morgenpost that she is increasingly focusing on the loss of hours in performance study reporting. With the results, she can see in which direction a school is developing, so that the administration can take countermeasures if necessary. The Salvador Allende Bridge in Berlin-Treptow-Köpenick will be closed for construction work during the overnight hours from Wednesday into Thursday. The Senate Department of Transport announced yesterday that the replacement building is entering a new phase and that preparations for the demolition of the western part of the bridge are well advanced. Now, the traffic routing is being changed, so all traffic routes only lead across the eastern part of the bridge. Overnight from Wednesday to Thursday, concrete protective walls are to be erected between 12:30 a.m. and 4 a.m. Both lanes will be completely closed to automobiles, while pedestrian and cyclists will be permitted to cross the bridge. To show support for lives lost in the Parkland, Florida high school shooting, American Voices Abroad are organizing their own March for Our Lives, the demonstration that Parkland students initiated themselves. The Berlin March is taking place on the same day as the U.S. gathering, March 24th, from 2:30 to 4 p.m., originating at the Brandenburg Gate. The march aims to take a stand against the National Rifle Association and fight for stricter gun control laws. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.